Thank you, Jesus. I just want to go through some of the Gospels to learn from Jesus. Is that okay? Since we're a tight-knit family today. Yeah, you're part of God's family there. Hallelujah. Mark 2. I really enjoyed going through this week. It really helped me. Jesus usually demonstrated the power and authority, and once he exampled it to the disciples, then he taught them so that they had an understanding of what he was talking about, because his language was coming from another world and it was hard for them to put it together. And that's how we can teach the Word of God. Faith has an authority language. It cuts through all the what ifs and buts and this and that and that and this, and it just comes directly to the point of contact with the will of God. And because of your faith, and maybe the person's faith, or they don't even have to have the faith, things can happen immediately, or they're in the process of happening to completion when it's God's will. So we win automatically, like Pastor Tony teaches us. Just because you didn't see something happen right away, don't come off of your faith position. Stay in your faith position, because I've been in a faith position for 15 years now. Believing, every time it comes to my mind, it's done in Jesus' name. I don't even have to go back to the old prayer and pray it over anymore. It's already done and established in Him. It's a quick, immediate response, because sometimes the devil reminds you to make you try to doubt or wander from the foundation of your faith. So anything immediate that shuts him up lets him know that you know who you are in Christ. But if you mull over it and run it through your mind and call up your girlfriend or do, what should I, and the devil knows, look at this one. Pour it on her, man. Immediate response, no, in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Shut up and get out in Jesus' name. It's okay to say shut up. Hallelujah. Just don't say it to your wife, because I paid for that. I used to work with this guy, and we used to say to each other all day long, shut up, because we were busting each other's chops. Shut up. And then my wife got on my case, and it came out, shut up. I never said it to her in my life. The devil set me up for that one. Hallelujah. My mind wasn't ready. The readiness of mind. I learned from my mistakes. Hallelujah. Mark 2:5. Hallelujah. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. They didn't have ready minds. They weren't born again. They were religious in their ways. Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? This is a different language. What's he doing? Who can forgive sins but God alone? We can. We can forgive sins of others in Jesus' name. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, 1, 2, 3, 4. Arise, 5, take up your bed, 6, 7, 8, and go to your house, 8, 9, 10, 11. Immediately. These are words of faith, words of the kingdom language, words of authority. The natural realm cannot hold back the words of authority in Jesus' name. Because everything that we see was created out of his realm. The woman was created out of the husband. Same principle, same authority structure. same way of looking at things. You can't look at them any other way because the result will be failure if you do. You cannot reason like the scribes and the Pharisees reasoned. You believe and you follow him, and immediately they went. Immediate. It has to be immediate. The language of God has to respond immediately. It can't go through the human mind and be reasoned and then grabbed a hold of because it's too far gone then. Because he meant it for that time and in that place and in that instant. Mindful readiness. That's what God is speaking to the church today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went out of the presence of them, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Hallelujah. Different realm. It's set up in the rule of authority, the spiritual realm. It is set up in the rule of authority. The family unit is set up in the rule of authority. And when people start individualizing things and thinking they have rights and start reasoning things out and listening to this one and listening to that one and come out of the rule of authority in the spirit, that's when all confusion and things go haywire. That's what the devil's after, breaking the rule of authority. The wife doesn't belong to herself. And the husband doesn't belong to himself. It's a rule of authority in Jesus' name. Not for you to make your own decisions. Not for you to question things. Not for you to look at faults. Because looking at faults deflates your ability to be mindful ready and in faith. When you're looking at faults, you're looking at the wrong world. Jesus doesn't see faults. He sees perfection. He sees the world already saved through him. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Authority demands immediate results in the spirit. That's what happens to police officers when they don't understand authority. And they want instant results by somebody listening to them instantly. And they don't listen. They pull their gun and shoot sometimes out of harmony with love.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Because they don't understand authority. Authority isn't meant to usurp. Authority is meant to lead. Hallelujah. So we pray for those situations in our nation that the Spirit of God will come and overtake them and bring peace to ethnic groups in our nation, and our justice system would line up with the justice system of God. And if a police officer has to lose his life in the will of his duty for the betterment of society, then he needs to be trained that, and I pray they would receive that in the name of Jesus, and they would not be fearful, because fear is the enemy of faith. So we thank you, Father God, for rearranging, determining and revamping our justice system in Jesus' name, because there's a lot of holes in it. We plug them up with the will of God in Jesus' name. The mighty works of God come out of the wisdom of faith. Hallelujah. Release your wisdom of faith in this place today, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at 3, 1 through 6. We're coming to the close of this, but I want to get the full picture. Is that all right? Thank you, Jesus. And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand, so they watched him closely. They were watching things. They were wondering what was going to go on, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, because this was against their rules of man. God's bringing the rules of the kingdom in, and they're standing by the rules of man. There's a big confrontation here. Hallelujah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. Step forward. Man, that's a faith. Stepping forward is a faith terminology language system. Who needs healing? Step forward in this room today. Step forward. So he said, step forward. And he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they kept silent. And he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. He said to the man, stretch out your hand. Another faith word that compels the man to come forward, to raise up faith in him. Come, step forward. Stretch out your hand towards him, towards the source of life. And he stretched out his hand, and he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Step forward into his will. Move forward into his language of faith. Earnestly desire this new transformation. Earnestly desire with the readiness of mind in order to see God's will be manifest, because when you see God's will manifest in a consistent basis, he makes a believer out of you. You don't go back to the old ways of doing things, calling all the professionals of the world to come to your aid, and if you have deep pockets, you're going to pay. If you don't have deep pockets, you're still going to pay. This world system is not designed to help you. It's designed to deflate your faith. I want to tell you something right now. When you walk into the doctor's office, does he say, step forward, I want to heal you. By faith this time, not by the knife. I want to do it a different way today. No, he doesn't. He tries to find something wrong with you, make you buy into the system of wrongness, introvertedness, worriness, fearfulness, doubtfulness, thinking there's something wrong with you when we've already been healed. The Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to stop the man from going forward with their attitudes, and he felt it, and Jesus was angry. So he called him out, and he was healed instantly, because the Son of God was in the house. Hallelujah. 3:21, the Son of God is in this house. Hallelujah. And he said, verse 21, he said here that the lamp is to be put under a basket or under a bed. No, 3:21, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong area. Is there 3:21? Yeah, there is. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said he was out of his mind. Different mindset, different language, different faith motives, different doctrine. You better look like you're out of your mind to the world. I've had a lot of people say I'm out of my mind, and I was giving them good advice. They would have took it, they wouldn't have got into the situation that we're in. You can't understand God's will out of your natural mind. It has to be transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus. Your natural mind will cause you to hesitate and reason it out and not step forward when God's saying, don't try to figure it out, just step forward, because here I am. Just step forward. Leave the results up to me. Don't try to figure all this stuff out. Leave the results up to me. So he called them to himself and said to, the, to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? Oh, let's go back. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub. And by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. That's what they believed. That's what their faith brought them to say. That's what their language had to say. How is their language compared to Jesus' language? Complete opposite, right? How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. He has an end. So going down a ways, but he answered them on 33 saying, who is my mother and who is my brother? And he looked around in the circle at those who sat about him and said, here are my mother and here are my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. Different understanding, different way of looking at things. 4:11. And he said to them, To it be given to know, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Different language. To know the kingdom of the mystery of God. But to those who are outside, all things come to parables. Verse 17, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time, and afterwards when the tribulation or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they stumble, because they have no root in them. Faith, God's looking for the soil of our heart to receive the root of his faith to such a degree that we will not see problems, but solutions to problems. Solutions to problems. That's why God has us where we are. That's why God has us around people that we're around. That's why God puts us in job positions that he puts us in. That's why God does what he does, because we see productivity and we see the positive aspects of the kingdom and can now take the anchor of defects and disorder and bring it into the order of God through our words and actions in Jesus' name. Words of the kingdom. They have to be rooted in the kingdom. You don't have roots of the kingdom unless your heart is subject to God. Unless you allow your spirit to be filled with the knowledge and wisdom of God. So it overrules and overrides your natural way of thinking. And you can stand firmly and not be respond to distraction around you. You don't have to respond. You could sit there and be quiet and go to God and the root of who you are in him and come out with solutions and answers before you even open up your mouth. That's how fast God can do it. Amen? So husbands and wives don't really have to get into arguments. You can have differences and be kind to one another and work them out instead of squashing each other. I know that game. You don't have to go there. Everything's already worked out. If both of our roots are in Christ Jesus and in his kingdom, and sometimes that's not the case, but if that's not the case, then we should be mature enough, those who are, to be able not to react to diverse situations or to foolishness. We have to cross over to the other side, 4:35. I'm almost finished, 4:35. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words. He didn't give them a whole bunch of stuff to think about, what was over there, how long it was going to take to get there, what you might face when we get there. He just said, let us cross over to the other side. Bam. What'd they do with that? What'd they do with that? You know what they do with that? No, I'm going to tell you what they do with that. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, And as he was, and other little boats were also with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. He already knew that he was going to get to the other side. He went to sleep. What did he have to worry about? The word, the King of Heaven spoke the will of God into their situation, and he went to sleep banking on it. Banking on it. He didn't worry about it. He didn't speak anything negative about it. He left them with the reality of the kingdom. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was ready, was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he rose and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to him, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Fear is the enemy of faith. It's the enemy of faith. Faith has made you well. That's what he said to the next one he healed. Faith has made you well. Faith has made you well. Five words. Faith has made you well. Hallelujah. He came in verse 39. I just want to read this. It's important. 39. 39 through 42, verse 5. When he came in to heal this girl, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 words. How long would it take us to explain that? Well, listen, she might look dead, but she's not dead because my Father from heaven is telling you right now through me by his Spirit that she's just sleeping. So what are you doing this for? That's 30 words. So, and they ridiculed him. Natural man, doubtful understanding, no belief. But when he had put them outside, he had to take the doubt and remove it from the house and put it outside so he can go in and do what he had to do. They ridiculed him, but when he had put them out of the outside, when he put doubt outside, when he put fear outside, when he put ridicule outside, when he put unbelief outside, when he put a hardened heart and fault finding outside, because they're enemies of faith, he took the child by the hand and said to her, which is translated, I'm not going to pronounce that, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Little girl. See, Jesus healed that little girl. Everyone said she was dead. Jesus said she wasn't dead. He grabbed her by the hand, said, "Arise," and she was healed instantly, immediately. Authority in faith in Christ Jesus, in the presence of God, demands an immediate response because the natural realm cannot hold back the glory of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you that we don't have to live by the traditions of religion, making the word of God of no effect. We thank you that we don't have to pray in front of people many long prayers and words that really are just trying to build us up and not bring you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to fault find anymore. I release into this assembly and into every assembly in this world the ability for husband and wives not to fault find in Jesus' name. I'll make it a little shorter. Marriages, no fault finding. That's better. Now, that's more faith in that. I asked whoever wanted healing to come forward before. I don't know if you understood what God was doing there before. I wanted to demonstrate it before I taught on it. Does anyone need healing in here today? Come forward. Don't reason it out. You don't have to raise your hand to ask permission. You just move forward, and it's done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't have to know what it is. We don't have to know anything. He did it already. It's finished for you. Amen. She responded. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to position ourselves into such a place for this time, for you to release your power and your authority in every given situation of our lives. We thank you for that. And we thank you for doing that right now in Tanzania, Father God. That Pastor Tony and Melody and Whit would have such an outpouring and overflowing of your spirit that their jaw would drop and they won't even have to speak one word in the name of Jesus. I could see it. Can you see that picture? I could see that picture. Can you see Pastor Tony there? Just happier than can be. My son's supposed to come here and play a song. Can you see if he's coming? You have his number? No, that's a language that he was using.
Yeah. That's a
I heard that was that, and then the other time with Lazarus. Talita Kumai or something?
Yeah. But maybe it's just
that's,
a language.
You know.
It wasn't Hebrew or Greek.
I don't know. Only two words there.
Yeah.
He narrowed it down. That was more faith than that. Aramaic?
I was wondering if it was in that Bible. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're learning. To keep our mouth shut, to communicate through faith. Few words by faith can accomplish much more through human reasoning. So we're learning that. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you. Let's look at Mark 8 real quick before Joel gets here. I know when he tells me he's going to be here, he's going to be here. Mark 8:31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. He was giving them the language of heaven. This is what's going to happen. I'm letting you know from my Father's perspective why he sent me here and what I'm going to do. That's the language from heaven. That's a blueprint from heaven right there. He's trying to share with his disciples. And he spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Human understanding, out of the will of God completely, rebukes the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and tries to tell him what he thinks about the situation. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross and follow me." Let him deny his human reasoning. Deny it, and take up your cross and follow me. Put your old ways on the cross, take it up, get on it, stay on it, and come out from underneath that and use my language. Use my skill, which gives you the power to have faith in me to guard against fear, doubt, and unbelief. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Kingdom words. I understand that perfectly clear at this point in my Christian walk, where before I didn't understand. but now I understand. So we release that understanding. We thank you for that understanding, Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, ma'am. You're already, yeah.
You're laying your life down.
Right.
So that martyrdom is pretty much the word for the whole church, really.
Amen. Amen. So we thank you for your light in this place today, Lord, that we're going to use your light, have mindful readiness in your language and the way you operate, have your operational skills. Remove from us that part of us that uses the word of God with no effect. And we command you to get behind us, Satan, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you. This message was for you today. Amen. Right.
That we had the authority.
Amen.
We had the police academy there to take authority over that. And on my way over to her, I grabbed Casey and I said, Casey, and he looked, and when he saw, he and I went over there, and he stood beside her and got down on his knees, like, and he said, in the name of Jesus, be still, just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
I mean, five men were carrying her in.
He whispered it to her, yeah.
Yeah, she amen. Probably didn't weigh 100 pounds, but she was tearing them up. And when he did that, one of the guys tried to cover her up and manipulate her while he was doing that. And he just about got his nose bit off because she started up and they touched her because...
Yeah. Right.
Don't let anybody touch you.
Because I
was there then, you know, using my authority to keep people from touching there. I mean, it was like not even 30 seconds.
Right.
She was back. 2 hours later, I looked out the little parsonage that we were staying in, the little house next door to the conference center. She was out eating watermelon with all the other youth there laughing. And
like nothing even, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, she was totally free. That was my experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, amen.
Period.
Thank you, Lord.
Just authority demonstrated.
Yes.
Awesome.
Amen.
When Jesus got baptized, I realized that he went immediately in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. He was totally equipped by his Father on how to deal
Right.
And that's a powerful teaching for all of us. So he was teaching us how to equip ourselves when we go out
and Amen. Yeah. That's right. We're going to face everything that Jesus faced. But he overcame for us to overcome. So none of that should hold us back. And maybe today, some of you, maybe one of you, maybe a handful, has been struggling with your will and wanting to give it all up for Jesus, but there's a hesitation there and a worry about what's going to happen. What's going to happen to my health? What's going to happen to my finances? How am I going to juggle all this? But today, God is calling you forward and saying, you come after me, and I will take care of the rest. So if God spoke to you today, and you're wanting to make that transition, but you're hesitating, and you don't know what to do, and it's tormenting you, come on up here. Please come on up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No hesitation. Thank you, Lord. We bless her, Lord. She's at a threshold of your will for her life, new in Christ Jesus. Full of you, full of light, full of reward, full of you. We thank you for her stepping forward, Lord God, and we bless her. We are with her and you are for her in Jesus' name. Complete peace. Complete breakthrough and break away from the old into the new. In Jesus' name. She's ready. He said, you're ready. You're... She's ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way here, Lord God. Anybody else? I know you hesitated, but I'll give you another chance. I've hesitated a lot of times by God's grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's doing all right.
She's fine.
I'd like to share a little story. Absolutely.